This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. As parts of the state slowly reopen, it may still be a while before people can return to their houses of worship. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Many faith leaders in Colorado say they want to protect the health and safety of their clergies and congregants, but they also want to meet spiritual needs. Reverend Amanda Henderson directs the Interfaith Alliance of Colorado.
People want to gather. They want to practice their faith. We also have to be careful to make sure that we are protecting those who are most vulnerable and the people in our communities and the community at large.
The state still has a ban on groups of more than 10 people. Faith leaders say there will be restrictions when public services do resume. That'll mean limited attendance and changes to things like communion. The Episcopal Church in Colorado says services could start by the end of May, but there are no guarantees. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Colorado has more COVID-19-related deaths connected to meat processing plants than anywhere else in the country. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control. Those deaths include six employees at the JBS plant in Greeley, which is considered a hotspot. Kim Cordova is president of the union that represents the plant's workers.
These workers are not just disposable objects. They're human beings. This is a human rights issue.
The JBS plant was forced to close for 2 weeks before it reopened again last Friday without testing all of its employees for COVID-19. This is CPR News.